Editor Keelan Reedy is kindly with us today. We note that across the country there's some pretty tough weather, including, and sadly, in Tairawhiti, which perhaps is still under an orange heavy rain warning through until 7 o'clock tonight, with peak rainfalls expected this afternoon, early evening, possible thunderstorms also. Edinburgh, of course, is the guiding light, the shining light of our wonderful Irirangi Ngāti Porau. That's where we find her, at work bright and early. Thanks for joining us on the show again. Edina, tēnā koe, tuahine.
Oh, morena, te aotira, tēnā koutou ko hono mai ki te reo Irirangi o Wātea i tēnei ata. Ngā mihi nui o te Tairāwhiti ki a koutou.
Tēnā koe, tuahine. Kia ora. Well, tell us about the weather last night, and you're still under an orange heavy rain warning. I mean, it's not new to the guys who call Ruatoria or the coast home, but even so,
no.
For us up here, we just worry about you because, you know, when the roads are cut, I mean, services can't get through and everything becomes that much tougher. How has the weather been? What are you expecting today?
Well, the rain sort of started falling early hours yesterday and it's been consistent, but not too heavy. It's been consistent throughout yesterday and by last night, a tree and some power lines had fallen over on the Kōpuaroa Hill, which is between Ruatoria and Te Puia Springs. It's a dodgy part and it's been dodgy for years, nearly 25 years it's been like that. But they've made major changes and improvements, but still consistent rain makes the ground soggy and trees and power poles start falling over. That's the only big, and the road, so the road was closed last night for a couple of hours, but the power workers and the road workers cleared it. And I think power's been restored to Te Puia Springs. Power went out there. Not sure yet because still doing, going to be gathering intel for my show today. I see the school buses are going past, so school's still open. But if that rain gets any heavier and consistent, sort of by late afternoon, maybe schools will finish early. There's been a lot of work because we've had a long dry sort of last couple of months, which has been great. It's provided opportunity for our road workers to start fixing the troublesome parts of the State Highway 35. It's been open for some time, but there are parts just out of Tokomaru Bay, the Mangahauini Gorge, where they've consolidated parts of the road, and they've been doing clearing the drains on either side of silt and sediment, because that still exists around the Tolaga Bay area. But as you know, we're quite hardy. We know once we're seeing a storm, and the scary thing for us was that Cyclone Lola was, you know, I know we've got the remnants of her now, but she was following the same trajectory that Cyclone Gabrielle followed through, you know, down from the tropics, through Northland, Auckland, around Coromandel, and she's sweeping now the eastern border of the North Island. But I think the puff has gone out of her sting. So I'm hoping and praying the weather and the rain isn't going to be as extreme as Gabriel, and we're just going to get the tail end of what's left of her.
Tēnā koe. It's always unnerving, though, isn't it, Edina? Never quite sure just how severe the whip might be. And while people have shown resilience and hearty attitudes, you know, if they come time and time again, people will be second-guessing, won't they? And I guess some might even think, well, this is just too tough out here. So you never quite know what's around the corner, eh?
No. And I know, you know, because of the downturn in forestry, et cetera, some families have made the decision to move out of our region, which is really sad. But it's we're just adapting to the way climate change has affected our region, and we're always prepared for what's around the corner, because we're also anticipating, on top of what's happening now, anticipating a drought through the summertime. So most of us will have buckets and containers outside now catching whatever rain we can capture to put on the gardens that we're planting, so we've got vegetables in case food doesn't come through, etc. Our iwi authority's been working with families on the ground to prepare them to become a lot more self-sufficient and prepare them to be more climate resilient. So there's some training programs that are happening just to make sure that we're all ready for whatever event is around the corner. And as we know with climate change, could be great one day and then disastrous. But most of the families on the coast are pretty much prepared. They always have an extra stash of kai, and we impart those messages in our broadcast. You know, make sure you got candles and gas for cooking if the power should go out, etc. So, yeah, we're as prepared as we can be for whatever event hits us. And we're just in heavy rain at the moment. There's no hard wind hitting Ruatoria right now, but yeah, who knows what the rest of the day will bring.
Tēnā koe, and thank you for sharing some kōrero. Obviously, our thoughts with all the areas that are under threat, including in the north on the Coromandel Peninsula or Te Taro o Tika o Māui, and of course, Elena, speaking of the realities in Ruatoria and Tairāwhiti. Sis, we haven't spoken since Kushla's success, but you must be very mindful of the support that was generated in and around your community for her. A great opportunity for Kushla, but she really stepped up to the mark in the campaigning, etc., didn't she? How proud are you of what she's been able to achieve politically in a relatively short time?
Oh, she was just impressive. I was talking to her weekly in the lead up to the elections, and I was saying to her, hey, girl, you sound like one of those politicians that's been there for years and years and years, actually better than some of the politicians I've interviewed previously. She's just so well-spoken. She got a great connection with people, and it was evident because my husband, I early voted. My husband went down to Ngata College to vote on voting day. He sat there for a whole hour. There were so many people there, first-time voters waiting to register, and, you know, just a whole lot of people waiting to vote. And I'm thinking they were voting for Kushla. So I know in the past, our region hasn't really, you know, we're not that active in terms of voting. But I'm really interested to see, you know, the outcome of the voting booth, the count up, to see how well she did do in our region. But, you know, girl is impressive. And she already had a great connection with people before she decided to go into politics. And, you know, the great thing for us is she just knows what's happening on the ground for us. She led the communications in Rangitukia during Gabriel. So she knows how we mobilise in times of civil emergency, what's required in terms of resourcing for us to keep, you know, keep us living and life comfortable for us. So yeah, she's going to be, you know, albeit she's on the other side of the bench, she's going to be a great advocate for our people, and, you know, Ngāti Porou are very proud of her.